Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic looks at the impact of sin. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
It is designed to kill you, by Clarence L. Haynes, Jr., read by Leah Martin. After Adam was created, God gave him this one command to follow. But you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die. Genesis 2:17. It was the only thing he had to obey. Unfortunately, we all know how this turned out. When God gave Adam this command, he was attempting to protect Adam from something he was unaware of, which is sin. God knew the moment Adam ate the fruit, sin would enter the world, and nothing would ever be the same. For this reason, it's crucial to understand the impact of sin and how it can impact your walk with the Lord. There's one phrase in today's scripture that I want you to pay attention to, because this underscores the impact of sin as succinctly as possible. You will certainly die. Sin kills. We know from the story that after eating the fruit, Adam didn't just drop dead, yet something died. In the Bible, when they talk about death, it means separation. Physical death is when your spirit is separated from your body, but this didn't happen when Adam ate. There was a different kind of separation, a spiritual one. The moment Adam ate the fruit, his relationship and fellowship with God were separated. That's why before he ate the fruit, he could stand in God's presence. But afterwards, he had to hide. His decision to sin had killed his intimacy with God. This is the reality of sin in your life now, and why it must be avoided at all costs. If you continue in sin, it's going to kill something in your life. It may not cost you your life immediately, though it could, but it will cost something. Sin can kill families, it can kill relationships, it can kill visions, it can kill dreams, it can kill reputations, it can kill ministries, it can kill careers. There's nothing positive that will ever result from indulging in sin, because that's not the nature of sin. Recently in my house, we had an ant problem. Somehow they'd gotten to the second floor and they were in my son's room. So to remedy this situation, I purchased a liquid ant bait. The way the bait works is it attracts the ants with a sweet liquid that causes the ants to eat it. The ants believe they're getting a sweet treat, but the liquid is laced with a slow-acting poison. It doesn't kill the ants right away. It takes about 48 hours for the poison to kick in. The goal is for the ants to take some back to their colony, share it with the other ants, and hopefully the queen, and by doing this, eliminate the colony. What was sweet to the taste will ultimately be their destruction. At least I hope so, because I'm not a fan of having ants in my house. But this is exactly how sin works. It presents itself as something sweet and pleasing to the eye, so it entices you to indulge in it. However, it is really a slow-acting poison that's designed to bring destruction to your life. It desires to destroy you and everything you're associated with, and it plays no favorites or spares no one. This is the danger of sin. James 1:14-15 says, "But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death." Intersecting faith and life. For all of us, there are certain sins that are more tempting than others. For some of us, we've even been overcome by them. When tempted, you may even wonder if it's worth resisting because the experience may look and feel so good. My friends, don't fall for the trap. Sin is a sweet-smelling and even sweet-tasting bait that's looking to take you down. Sin is designed to kill you. Regardless of how difficult it may be to resist, do it. Even if you failed before, that doesn't mean you have to fail again. The reason you can resist is because you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. This is your power source, which gives you the ability to say no, to resist. You may have to run or even look foolish in some way because you're going against the motivations of the world and the impulses of your flesh. Do it anyway. The momentary pleasure is not worth the pain and destruction that sin will bring. Whatever sin is calling you to do or tempting you with, let today be the day you take a stand against it by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can do it. You should do it. You must do it. You better do it. The seeds of sin, when planted, can feel good. However, the harvest they reap are often so painful. God, who wanted to protect Adam, wants to do the same for you. After all, if it didn't work out so well for Adam, it won't work out well for you either. For further reading, check out Genesis 2 and James 1. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.